Every week we bring you what we call a prophecy update. We look at the news and we try to identify things that are in the news that have been prophesied thousands of years ago in the Bible. And it's not hard to do. I think we're on our 286th prophecy update since we started. And there's usually a struggle trying to decide what to talk about, not to find something to talk about. Now, some of the major categories that always catch our attention are events in Israel. Of course, there's a lot going on there right now. There always is. We also notice the unification and the rise of Europe as a world power, because the Bible predicted way back in the time of Daniel the prophet that there would be a revived Roman Empire in the last days. And we're especially interested because the time in which we live is a time of the explosion of knowledge and technology that makes possible some things that were considered crazy in the Bible years ago, like the mark of the beast, a mark in or on your body by which you would conduct all of your business in a cashless society. And so we follow events like that. This week, a story about Israel caught our attention, and it wasn't about the ongoing conflict or the ceasefire that is supposed to be in place. It was really about world reaction to what is taking place in Israel. From our perspective, what is taking place in Israel is under attack from terrorists, but here's how the rest of the world sees it. These are excerpts from an article on a website called RT.com. The article, Anti-Israel Rage Across the Globe. Here's some excerpts. Ongoing global protests against Israel see thousands taking to the street around the world. About 1,000 Indonesian students demonstrated in Jakarta, carrying Palestinian flags as well as photos of destruction, shouting, "Save Gaza, save humanity," outside the U.S. embassy. America is a country that's always championed human rights. Why is it not doing anything to stop Israel's attacks? Israel is the terrorist, said protest coordinator Youssef Gunawan. Around 1,000 Chileans took to the streets of the country's capital to protest against ongoing violence. The demonstrators carried banners with photos of the conflict victims. There are about 350,000 Chileans of Palestinian descent living in Chile, making it one of the largest such communities outside of the Arab world. Crowds also gathered in the Netherlands capital of Amsterdam to protest the Gaza assault. The demonstrators were holding posters which read, "No Dutch support for apartheid in Palestine, boycott Israel." In London, thousands rallied in support of the Palestinian people outside of the Israeli embassy, condemning the British government's stance on the issue. Sarah Colborne, director of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, said protesters aimed to demonstrate they were vehemently opposed to the Foreign Office's position. The crowds waved Palestinian flags, saying, "Gaza, we will never let you die," branding Israel a terror state. Now, it's an absolute miracle, as well as a definite fulfillment of Bible prophecy, that Israel is a nation in her ancient homeland today. We're so used to this that we have become dull to the fact that it is, number one, a miracle that a people could be scattered for 2,500 years and yet remain an identifiable ethnic group. And then it's even a bigger miracle that they would come back together in their own land. And it's all a fulfillment of ancient prophecies, some as many as 2,500 years old. But it's even a bigger fulfillment of prophecy that they present a problem for the entire world. Instead of people being excited about Israel, they hate Israel, and the whole world is gathering against her. In Zechariah 12:2, we read, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all surrounding peoples, and they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem." And so we can confidently say, whenever we think about or look at Israel, we are watching Bible prophecy come true right before our very eyes. Nevertheless, our gaze is heavenward, where we expect at any moment the return of Jesus Christ to resurrect and rapture the church. And that's why every week we say, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.